meeting of the Central Business District Historic Landmarks Commission. If we could start us off with a roll call.
Matt Norton, present. Leo Arnett, present. John Boyd, present. Gregory Curtis, absent. Seamus McGuire, present. Bradley Becknell, present. Daryl Demestri, present. Tim Spratt, absent. Winton Payne, absent. We have 6 members constituting a quorum.
Great. And first up on the agenda today, we have our 2026, or I'm sorry, is our minutes of the Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025 meeting. If I can get a motion to approve those minutes. And a second on the floor?
Second.
All right, and all in favor to approve the minutes? Let's see, all in favor? Any opposed? No opposed. Thank you.
If I may.
What's up?
We have a new commissioner. This is his first.
No,
Leo.
Second. Second.
Oh, so you haven't introduced?
Yeah.
Okay. We were just making sure.
I don't know if we introduced Leo or not.
Anyway, this is Leo Arnett. So
Leo, thanks for joining us, man.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody had met.
Yeah.
Why does he get white tag?
Well, because we don't have a budget for a proper.
We'll order you one as soon as we have money in January.
Wow, it's going to be like $160 million name tag.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, proceed.
No, you're good. No, appreciate sure. that. Yeah, thank you for.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I appreciate it.
Of course.
To join.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a good team.
Yeah.
Next up on the agenda, we have the 2026 meeting dates and deadlines. Eleanor, is there anything to add to that outside of the distribution that you had sent prior through your email? Okay. Has everybody had a chance to review that? And can somebody make a motion on the floor to approve those meeting minutes and deadlines? Or meeting dates and deadlines?
I'll motion.
Thank you, Matt.
Approve.
Second.
Second by John. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? I see none. That motion passes unanimously. All right, first up today on the consent, or we have one item on the consent agenda. That's item A, that's 1060 Magazine Street. Is there any public comment on this consent agenda item? I'm seeing none. And if we could get a vote on the floor to approve the consent agenda item.
So
Leo, thank you. And a second.
To approve.
All right, thank you, Bradley. And all in favor? Are there any opposed? Okay. That consent agenda item passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, today we have one new business work application. That is 619 Gravier Street. If the applicant can come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
John Williams, 824 Barone Street.
Scott Heath, 824 Barone Street. Williams Architects.
Thank you, guys. And if we could get a staff to make their presentation.
This is an application for the renovation of a significant rated two-story commercial building, including restoration of previously existing window openings and installation of a new exterior egress stair in full control of PKA in place. As part of the comprehensive interior renovation of the building, the applicant proposes to restore 3 previously existing archtop window openings and 1 archtop door opening, installing new wood windows and a full glazed wood door matching the original size, shape, and location based on visible interior and exterior evidence and supported by historic drawings and documentation. Proposed window installations therefore considered a restoration. The applicant also proposes to install a new exterior egress stair at the left side elevation to provide a secondary means of egress from the third floor library to an existing emergency egress path at the rear of the site. While the adjacent hotel is the current owner of the structure, the applicant has noted that an interior through wall connection is not feasible due to floor height differences and the presence of a guest suite in this area. The proposed stair would extend upward toward the rear, rising slightly above the existing parapet to maintain functionality while minimizing visual and physical impact on the historic structure. The HDLC design guidelines strongly discourage the installation of new exterior egress stairs where visible from the public right of way, particularly at prominent building elevations. We also note that new exterior architectural elements or projections are most appropriate when located at rear elevations or toward the rear non-street facing elevations, and when designed with compatible and simplified detailing. Given that visually prominent multi-story exterior egress stairs are already existing along the alley, the proposed cantilevered stair with its limited overall run is expected to have minimal impact on the existing building. Staff therefore leaves the decision to the discretion of the commission and recommends a proviso that the restored door opening at the egress stair must utilize a solid wood door without.
If we could, John, if you'd like to make a presentation.
Well, one, this is really...
You have 2 minutes, by the way.
What's that?
You have 2 minutes.
Oh. I'll just mention that this was the site of the original Whitney Bank. Not the vault, but the bank. did very well, late 1800s and early 1900s. They then built a 13-story building and used this as a vault. The original vault is in the basement. The stair that's in question had a bridge connecting to the main building that had not been there for dozens of years.
It's just included in the attachment.
Right.
There's a physical drawing of that and the first sheet of the attachments. And there's also a photograph and an advertisement that shows that